Praise the Lord. What a great song to open up with. And we're in Psalm 53 for our reading this morning. So if you have your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, you can. But it's a Psalm of David. And David is mourning over the evil of man's human nature. The curse of sin has resulted in human depravity. And yet there is hope of salvation, as we'll see. So you can follow along as I read Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Every one of them is turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There are they are in great fear where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you, you who put them to shame because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion when God brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and let Israel be glad. Father, we thank you so much for that redemption that you brought in our lives. Lord, we confess that we are sinners, Lord, and we've all sinned and fall short of your glory. But we thank you in the midst of human depravity. Lord, you've come to the rescue. You've come by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us out of the old life of sin and corruption and death and into a new life with Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we give you all glory and all honor this morning. We thank you so much for your goodness, your grace upon our lives. Lord, we pray that you bless the service. Lord, I pray that the worship would be in your sight acceptable, that the word of God would touch each and every heart and life as your Holy Spirit ministers and works. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Feel free to stand or sit, raise your hands, lift your hands. Let's just worship the Lord together.
Jesus, Messiah. blessed Redeemer. all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Me. His love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. And he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss. My heart turns violently inside my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
Oh, how he loves us.
How he loves us, oh.
Everybody lift your voices, sing that one more time.
And oh, how he loves us so.
Yes, God.
Oh, how he loves us.
Just respond to your love this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving us song. Lord, thank you for giving us voices. Lord, and though it can never really proclaim how much we're grateful, Lord, or how much we understand or know your love, Lord, we thank you that it is a venue that you've given us, Lord, an expression of praise. Lord, and so we just declare this morning that you are the King of our hearts.
You're never gonna let me down.
proclaim your goodness in this place this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord. We praise you, God. Amen. Would you all stand with us?
Say